KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear. We have 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny and breezy here today with a high of 78. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In the news, in honor of the Atlantic sesquicentennial, officials with the First Whitney Bank and Trust in Atlantic will unveil a monument dedicated to the city's founder. A ceremony for the bronze statue of Franklin Whitney will take place at about 6 p.m. across from the bank at 3rd and Chestnut Streets. The statue was created by Scott Smith and Troy Muller with the First Century Art Guild in Kimbolton. The unveiling is part of a ceremony that takes place from 5 until 7 this evening. The statue is a gift to the city as part of the city's 150th anniversary celebration. Patrons of a few area school districts will have a chance to head to the polls today to decide the fate of bond issues or PEPL renewal. The Audubon Community School District's Board of Education is asking registered district voters to renew the district's physical plant and equipment levy, or PEPL, for another 10 years. The levy, which the board is proposing to leave at its current rate of 67 cents per $1,000 valuation, those PEPL funds can be used for specific purposes, as stated by Iowa law, including but are not limited to student security, such as security cameras, secure entrances, and playground upgrades, building maintenance, transportation equipment, technology, and energy savings. By using the PEPL funds to maintain facilities and equipment, school officials say the Audubon Community School District has been able to hold the line on the general fund levy, making it one of the lowest levies in the area. It's also allowed the school board to focus general fund dollars on the district's main goal of providing a first-rate education to Audubon students. If you have any questions concerning the PEPL fund levy, you can contact the superintendent's office at 712-563-2607. Voting opens at noon today and will close at 8 o'clock, and the polls are at the Agra Hall at the Audubon Fairgrounds. Now, voters in the Trainer School District will decide the fate of an $11.5 million bond issue for a wide range of projects. The polls are open now until 8 o'clock tonight at the Trainer Community Center. And if approved by the necessary 60% supermajority, the referendum would cover a long list of proposed improvements, including classrooms at the high school for increased enrollment, a new fine arts complex at the high school, including a new auditorium plus new vocal and band areas, renovation of the existing auditorium into a new wrestling area, including locker rooms and storage, renovation of the district's weight room, and updated sprinkler and HVAC systems. Also covered under the bond issue would be a new drop-off location at the Trainer Elementary School, as well as a new transportation facility near the back of the building. School officials say passage of the bond issue would equate to a property tax increase for the district's patrons. Plans call for all projects to be finished in time for the start of the 2020 to 2021 school year. Last April, voters rejected the PEPL by 54% of the vote. And the Council Bluffs Community School District residents will have the opportunity to go to the polls today to vote on whether the district should issue $37 million in general obligation bonds to fund improvements and renovation of the district's two middle schools, Kern and Wilson. Renovations will address areas of concern identified during a year-long facility audit by a committee of teachers, parents, administrators, and representatives of an architectural firm. If the bond is approved, the architects will develop detailed plans and specifications. The renovation of each building is estimated to be in the $14 to $17 million range, and if the costs are less than $37 million, the district will not borrow the full amount allowed, which will decrease the amount of the tax rate. The measure would not allow the school district to borrow more than $37 million. Their website says the total levy is currently at $17.24 per $1,000 valuation and would increase by 49 cents per thousand on the taxable value of the property if the bond is approved. That amounts to an annual property tax increase of $31 for an appraised home value of $120,000. Also in the news, Rasmus Thogerson, the executive director of the Museum of Danish America, reports that last Tuesday, two men stopped by the museum in Elkhorn. They used the restroom and entered the staff office, where they allegedly stole a wallet from a purse. The men got away with cash, credit cards, and personal identification. Thanks to observant staff and the work of the sheriff's department, the alleged thieves and their vehicle were caught on camera immediately afterwards, as they were allegedly trying to use the credit cards before they were blocked. The incident remains under investigation. In our funeral announcements this morning, Harry Kleffman, age 92, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Harry Kleffman will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. H. Merlin Froling, age 90, of Panora, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for H. Merlin Froling will be today at 11 o'clock at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Carolyn Comstock, age 80, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carolyn Comstock will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Catherine Ann Hansen, age 98, of Harlan, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Catherine Ann Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elmcrest Chapel in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Deanne Schaff, age 50, of Griswold, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Deanne Schaff will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Susan Schnack, age 66, of Harlan, died September 4th at Murtu Memorial Hospital. A memorial service for Susan Schnack will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Robert Bob Hainlein, age 81, of Henderson, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Center in Red Oak. Funeral services for Bob Hainlein will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Recon Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. Roger Eddy, age 92, formerly of Anita, died September 8th in West Burlington. Funeral services for Roger Eddy will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has arrangements. Ruth Veith, age 92, of Atlantic, died September 8th at the Heritage House. A gathering of family and friends of Ruth Veith will be held September 17th at 1 p.m. at the Heritage House. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Joanne Thompson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A celebration of life service for Joanne Thompson is currently pending with the Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.